We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Prosecutors have made their case against Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman, charged with tax and bank fraud. Manafort has pleaded not guilty. It's still unclear if he'll testify or if the defense will even call any witnesses before moving on to closing arguments. Last week, the star witness for the prosecution, Rick Gates, a former Manafort business partner who struck a plea deal, spent days describing how he and Manafort used phony loan applications and offshore accounts to hide income from the IRS. But Gates also admitted to an extramarital affair and embezzlement, raising questions from the defense about his credibility. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A well-known office supply store fires a manager for falsely accusing a pregnant woman of stealing in North Carolina.
Cheryl Bates was paying for back-to-school supplies at a Staples in Pineville, North Carolina, where a cop came over, had her step aside to explain what was under her shirt. She replied, "Twins." That she's 34 weeks pregnant, expecting a boy and girl. A manager there apparently thought she was hiding something under there to steal, but the cop took it a step further, not believing her, and made her lift up her shirt. The manager, who was since fired, apologized and refunded her purchases. Bates says no mom should ever have to go through that. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing areas of scattered showers and a few thunderstorms around us, and wet weather is likely throughout most of the afternoon into this evening. Today's high 82. Showers and storms move on off to the east tonight. Our low 68, clearing Wednesday with a high 86. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy and 70 degrees. We have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. Today is Tuesday, August 14th, and 82 degrees, our high temperature yesterday. Normal high, about 92. National Weather Service folks reporting spotty rain totals across Wichita. Some places got off almost nothing, some places up to an inch. We had some very good rain in Riverside at my house for a couple of hours. It just came straight down, and it was very, very pleasant rain.
I just see on Twitter there's a little area north of Emporia that has received 3.7 inches of rain in the last 24 hours.
Really?
So that must that's a good bullseye something. Right there.
And we're taking a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar for the past hour or two. Wichita's been kind of in the middle of a big dead spot, no rain going on. And you're north of Emporia there, Ted. It's showing up on our KNSS Weather Center the radar. There's a good spot up there. Now we've got a huge area to the southwest and west of Wichita, moving into covering Kingman County. And now it looks to me like on the radar, it's coming into southwest Sedgwick County. So this could be during their commute this morning. It looks to me like there's going to be some showers going on. So you drivers be aware of that, I guess, this morning. Right, Ted? Yeah, it's 7:35 now. It was on this date, August 14th of 1945, that President Harry S. Truman announced that Imperial Japan had surrendered unconditionally, ending World War II. Great celebration as the big war came to an end there. And, yeah, VJ Day, they called it. It was VE when they entered the war in Europe, now VJ Day. And making the news this morning, a bear. We'd like to have bear stories. We get a lot of bear stories.
Been a lot lately.
Yeah, this is a bear walks into a liquor store. Now, this is not a joke. A bear really did that. In Bristol, Connecticut, the Bruin lumbered into the entrance of Crazy Bruce's Liquors.
Okay.
Triggering the sensor that opened the outer door. It appears the bear did not want a beer or anything else because it spent his time just wandering around the foyer. Probably a little curious. What's going on in here? What if I can find a picnic basket? Meanwhile, an employee locked an inner door, keeping the bear from advancing any further. The Hartford Courant reports the bear eventually left, and state wildlife officials were contacted. But just a bear who's wanting to know what's going on there. What do they call this place? Crazy Bruce's Liquor
Store. He was just seeing if those low prices for booze were really legit. Yeah.
All right. A lot of talk about the stadium. Of course, we've been talking about it this week with the Mayor Longwell. We talked about the new stadium where this is being planned for LD Stadium. Lawrence Dumont been in the place there in central part of Wichita for, Ted, since the 1930s. Was that a WPA project? I think it may have been a government project where government money helped out on that during the Depression. And it's been there for all of my lifetime. It's been there, and the place to go to see a ball game, whether it's NBC or minor league baseball, that's been the place to go. And I have, they're going to tear it down. The mayor says it's, you know, they can't. The structure's too old. The concrete's not good. We can't build on top of it anymore. We're going to have to replace everything. And that's been, and we've been watching this and thinking, well, what comes next? Well, they're going to wait to get a minor league team that's got major league affiliation. And where is that going to come from? Maybe from another city. Negotiations apparently go on.
Well, it's not maybe. It would have to come from another city.
Well, unless somebody created a franchise.
There's not any expansion going on.
There's none going on.
So it's got to come from somebody else.
Yeah, so they got to keep it quiet, I guess. And there's going to be, there was talk of having a complex there where maybe some retail or whatnot would be in the new stadium. Don't know where that is.
Well, of course, that's kind of the model of this funding from the state that Kansas City, Kansas followed
right.
when they built that, the NASCAR Speedway and the baseball stadium and that huge shopping complex basically out of farmland.
Yeah.
Created that out of nothing.
Up in North Kansas City.
Yes, that's Starbond, and it's some of that same financing that Wichita is hoping to capitalize and use for a development in that same vein.
I think what we've been told is they're looking at a multi-use stadium, which would not be just be baseball, but maybe football, soccer.
Use it for City League football games in the fall.
More concerts.
Could be a concert venue.
How many seats do we need? There's a lot of questions out there.
Yeah, it's all part of the equation.
At this point, I don't even know that there's any artist rendering, architectural rendering or anything. Apparently, this is all...
We've seen any of that.
I think this is all going on between city officials and somebody in Major League Baseball, and it's just none of our business.
And it certainly seems to be going at a very snail's pace.
Yeah, and I think it's rankling a few people.
There's no doubt it is.
It has to be so secret. Every time government does something, it has to be so secret. And I understand.
Well, I think government would like to talk about it.
I
think this is Major League Baseball's deal.
Well, there's somebody, there's a lot of money involved, so Major League Baseball is going to control all of it then, right? They're going to tell us what we're going to do.
That seems to be kind of what the MO is.
Here's what we're
going
to do, and then we'll let you have a team for 10 years. Then we'll take them and we'll run off to, someplace in Arkansas, and away we go again. I mean, look at this, the course of the minor league baseball in Wichita over the years. What was the first one, the Indians?
Oh, yeah, the Braves and the Indians back in the
50s. The Braves.
Yeah.
The Arrows came along in the early 70s.
70s and 80s.
I mean, for a long time, there was no affiliated baseball at all. And then the Arrows came along. And then who did we have?
Then there was a break, and then you had
the Pilots.
Slash Wranglers that started in Double A, nice 20-year run in Double A.
Oh.
And then they left.
And then after the Wranglers. And the Wingnuts have tried to come along and fill the gap, and bless their hearts, they've done a terrific job playing good baseball.
Wingnuts have been a tenant for the stadium for the last 11 years at the independent level.
So here we are after all these years with a kind of a spotty record. Now, the NBC World Series is going to have – where are they going to play next year, Ted?
They'll be at Wichita State next year.
Because we won't have a stadium down there. And I was talking to somebody about the stadium. I think Phil Hildebrand, who works all night. He said, wasn't there somebody who hit a ball that bounced off that Baptist church over there? I said – partner, that would be a ball that was hit about 900 feet.
Well, supposedly Joe Carter hit one that bounced once and hit the church.
I don't believe that.
Could be urban legend.
That's 500 some. Well, maybe.
If he hit one that took a high bounce and hit the church on one.
They say Mickey Mantle could hit him 500 feet. Maybe so. But I've played on the – there used to be a softball field in between the outdoor fence and the parking lot over there, because I played on that softball field. It's a long ways to that to the Baptist Church. Wow.
It's a long way, but Joe. I think Joe probably got a hold of one, and it took a bounce on the concrete.
That would be prodigious shot. Of course, the longest home run in history of baseball was struck right there in the stadium, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Whitey Herzog hit it when he was playing in the NBC World Series. Right.
Right.
The ball landed in a freight car on the tracks out there that were behind right field and And then the ball went all the way to where?
The ball ended up in Lamar, Colorado.
500-mile home run. There's a lot of tradition down there, and it's going to be fun to watch over the next couple of years what happens with the baseball stadium. For right now, we just got to have a little patience and wait for what happens next, I guess. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. And Bill's going to talk about, you know what he's going to talk about? A new baseball team.
Oh, okay.
Team for Wichita. So you get more of this coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.